tune is Waking Up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star 102.5.
So we were talking about that poor farmer that the story came out. He had to cut his leg off when it got caught in some machinery.
With a pocket knife, too. That took a long time.
I do feel like part of the lesson learned is that if you're going to carry a pocket knife, always keep it sharp. Because if it's going to come in handy, it's going to come in handy.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be sharp.
That's the lesson.
In future news, Colleen has accidentally stabbed herself in the pocket.
While sharpening my knife.
Just even carrying it around. So sharp.
Your cringy injury stories this morning, 280-1025. Mel here on the phone from Carroll. All right, what happened, Mel?
Okay, so I think I was about 7 or 8, and I was trying to open up a package of lunch meat. Mm-hmm. And so I had it tented in my fingers, like I just kind of had it in there. I was using a butter knife to try to poke a hole through the package.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And so it wasn't really working because, you know, butter knife.
Right.
And
I've done it. Go ahead. Yeah.
So I'm putting more and more pressure on it, and all of a sudden it breaks through and slips and cuts up the package into my hand between my finger and thumb.
Mm.
And it cut so deeply I could see my bone.
Oh.
And, you know, I'm little, so I'm screaming my head off. And, yeah, so I had to get 7 stitches. And actually, while I was getting my stitches, when they put the needle in that little, to numb it, that little area.
Yeah.
I screamed so loud the doctor told me to shut up.
Well, let's work on the bedside manner,
yeah.
Doctor. But, it's a child.
Yeah, a little bit.
But I can imagine that had to be pretty, that's something you're not going to forget.
No. Yep. Hey, thanks for calling, Mel. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Now, our friend of the show, Miss Hazel. Morning, Miss Hazel.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good. So we're talking this morning about the worst injuries you've ever had. How about you, Miss Hazel?
Well, first let me say I'm so sad you guys. Grumpy cat died.
Yeah.
I know.
That was rough news for a lot of people. True.
That was, yes, including Miss Hazel. I always had an affinity for her. Uh-huh. We wear the same expression.
The resting cat face.
Yes. See, that expression came from... You see, Miss Hazel may or may not have been an exotic dancer at one time, and she may or may not have had certain assets that might have popped.
Ouch.
Yes, let's just say the stripper pole and I, we didn't get along. No.
Oh, my.
That would lead to a grumpy cat.
No doubt.
For everyone in the club.
Yes.
It was gruesome. I looked like 2 deflated balloons, folks.
Oh, man.
Welcome to the stage, Grumpy Cat.
We might all have a one-way ticket to you-know-where after this conversation in some people's minds, folks.
What a world!
Listen, it's the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt motto and mission statement, keep them on their toes.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So any other injuries to tell us about, Miss Hazel, or was that the worst one?
Well, I did tweak my back twerking to pay off student debt. But that's about it. Miss Hazel's been kind of lucky. Take that. I did get hit by a car as a kid, but I only bumped my head. Maybe that's what's wrong with me. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
A girl's got to do what a girl's got to do. Student loans, it's tough.
That's right. And when you lose your front, you got to give them your back.
Yes, ma'am. Drop it like it's hot. That's Miss Hazel's motto.
All right, Miss Hazel. Love it. You have a good one. Take care. Great
you
to talk
too,
to you.
Thanks.
Cody on the phone from Grimes. All right, Cody, what happened?
So I was 16, and it was my first day of my first job. And we went to Sky Zone, and I actually ended up breaking both of my legs.
Both of your legs? How?
They got caught under safety mat, and I dislocated, hyperextended, tore all my ligaments and tendons, and I ended up taking chunks out of my bone, and so I ended up breaking both of them, essentially.
I mean, this is kind of like that gymnastics injury.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it was the exact same thing. but I was 16 at the time. I think it was 2012.
Okay, and so what were you thinking as you realized what had happened to you?
Okay, what's your name?
Dave? Well, you can probably figure it out. It was more or less wholly...
Yeah.
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 And you were you just starting to go into shock?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
I mean, they the ambulance and everybody showed up, and they had to kick everyone out. It took them 45 minutes to get me out of the foam pit, and then I got to the hospital, and here come my parents that had met me at the hospital, and the first doctor that looked at me actually wanted to just cut them both off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He was like, your son will never be the same again, and so we had to wait until a peds doctor actually got there in the morning and was like, well, I think we can salvage them, but, you know, there was some risk involved, I guess.
Yeah.
Essentially, if it didn't go according to plan, they were just going to lop them both off. I have both of my legs still, so
okay.
It went well.
Okay, good. Good.
Thank
good
goodness.
Job getting that second opinion. And, hey, way to get out of work.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. That was, I mean, I was on workman's comp from literally day one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That stinks. Thank you, Cody. Have a good day. Take care.
Des Moines Hometown Show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.